Well, good morning, good morning. And I didn't get the name of the last person, so would you state your name again, please?
Yes, Debbie Sutton from Indianapolis, Indiana.
I heard Indianapolis, Indiana. God bless you, and thank you, everyone, for joining the Master's Call. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning giving you all praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you for getting us up this morning, for blessing us with a good night's sleep. We thank you that you watched over our family, O Lord. You watched over our homes, O God. And you just got us up this morning with the activity of our limbs, O Lord, and in our right minds so we can go out and be a witness for you today, so we can go out and be ministers in the marketplace today, so we can go out and work out the purpose that you have for our lives today. Father, we ask that you please forgive us of our sins, O God, and just help us, clean us up, Lord. We thank you for the word that transforms our lives. Lord, we thank and praise you for this TMC call. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank and praise you for Artists International. Oh, Lord, we thank you that they were faithful to the call. They were faithful. They said yes to what you had for them to do. And, Father, we thank and praise you for how you have blessed this call as a result of their yes. Now, Lord, would you just take them today and would you just shower them with your love, shower them with your protection, guidance, favor, oh, Lord, direction. Lord, we thank you that their footsteps are ordered of you. And, Father, we just ask that you continue to envelop Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa's family in your arms, Lord, that you continue to comfort and soothe, oh, Lord. We thank you that you are faithful to your word. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for our speaker, Pastor Chuck. Oh, Lord, we thank you that he will bring forth a word that will literally transform our spirits today. Father, that will literally transform our minds today, that we will go out and do the work that you have called us to do, that we will know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, that we will carry out the mandate that you have for us, that we will be a blessing to somebody else. Oh, Lord, continue to be with Pastor Chuck and his family. We know his plate is so full. But, Father, we just pray that you section it off to enable him to do those things, Lord, that you have called him to do. And, Father, send along the helpers and the workers that he needs, oh, Lord, in those areas where he needs to just shove a little bit off his plate and onto someone else's who is responsible. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name off this call. We bind, oh, God, any interference that might try to hinder it, and that every word that is spoken will go forth with clarity, that every word that is heard, oh, Lord, will be a nugget for us today, that we might go out and be a blessing to someone else. We thank and praise you for each caller who has joined us this morning, that, Father, that you encourage them today, that you enhance them today, oh, God, and that you inspire them to do the things that you have called them to do. Be a special blessing to their families, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to turn you over to our host, Minister Robin. I love you, and go out and have a walk-by-faith, God-filled, blessed day. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Sister Willa. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And just as she said, we are so glad that you are on the call with us this morning. My name is Minister Robin. I'm here in New Jersey, and we welcome you again to the Master's Call. Our call is all about the Father. We start the day off talking about him, praying to him, glorifying his name, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others, because we are those ministers in the marketplace. We have an email address for you, family and friends, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You can go to our email, send us your request, send us your prayer request, send us your praise report. We're looking for prayer intercessors to join us, men and women. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what's going on in your life, and you can do all of that via email. We also have a website address for you, And on our website, you can find out more about the call, the founders, our scripture that we stand on, our mission, and all of that will be on www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We have archived every single message for you also there, and you will be able to listen to them, download them, share them with friends. You can even put them on your social sites if you choose to do so. Well, at this time, I'm not going to take up any more time. I'll come back with additional announcements, but I'm going to call forward the mighty man of God. He's a man of valor. He's a faithful man of God. We're glad he is part of our family. He always brings us a word in season. It's a word to challenge us. It's a word to change us. It's a word to correct us. And it's a word to move us forward in the things of God. I love him, I honor him, and I respect him. And at this time, I'm calling forward Pastor Chuck. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Yes, good morning, sis. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. To God be the glory, and I thank the Lord for you.
Thank you so much, and I do the same for you. You're with the love of the Lord. Listen, I'm going to get right into the word. I do bless the Lord for all who have made this call possible, all of you who are on the line. Just want to get right into the word. This morning, I want to continue the series that I've been sharing for the past week or so, Habits of Highly Victorious People. Again, God wants us to live in victory. I really want you to understand that we're not going to get victory. We already have victory, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. God has granted the believer victory right now, not tomorrow. You have to know, my sister prayed this morning, you have to know by faith that you already got this thing under control because it's in God's hand, and because I'm connected to my Father in heaven, he's going to handle things for me. So I have victory. But if I want to see manifestation in my life, if I want to see this victory manifested in a way that everybody knows that I came out on top, I have to develop the right types of habits that will bring me towards victory and not have the types of habits that will keep me from seeing victory in my life. So today, I want to share on preparation, and deal with promotion in life and in the kingdom of God, in your career, and so forth. It's important, and it's so important and relevant that you develop the habit of preparing yourself for victory. Victory only comes to those who are ready for it. It comes to those who are prepared for it. Victorious people are always preparing for promotion. Promotion is elevation. It's a lifting. It's a progression to the next level. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being where I am. I'm ready for the life that God promised me through his son in John 10 and 10, that the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But then Jesus says, look, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I want the abundant life. I want a life of success. I want a life of progression, a life of victory. And I want you to know that if you are a person who's working on these habits and getting yourself in order and getting yourself prepared, then your promotion is in motion. Let me share from Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. Give me a moment to catch this. Verse 1, reading out of the New Living Translation, and it reads, during the third year of King Jehoiakim's reign in Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came to Jerusalem and besieged it. The Lord gave him victory over Judah and permitted him to take some of the sacred items from the temple of God. So Nebuchadnezzar took them back to Babylonia and placed them in the treasure house of his God. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, his chief of staff, to bring to the palace some of the young men of Judah's royal family and other noble families who had been brought to Babylon as captives. Check this out. He says, select only strong, healthy, and good-looking young men. Here's the first principle I want to give to you, and you got to really get this. The qualified are not just invited for entrance, but for promotion. The qualified are not just invited for entrance, but for promotion. King James, it says certain of them were invited. All of them weren't invited to come to the palace. Only certain Israelites were invited to serve as eunuchs or royal servants. These certain ones were called out from among everyone else. I need you to understand, people of God, that everybody's not going to be blessed. Everybody's not going to live victorious lives. Everybody's not going to prosper. Only certain ones are going to be promoted. In Matthew chapter 7, around 7 verse 8 verse, it says, a maxing shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall be open. And then it goes on and says, not everybody, those who ask, get an answer. There are people who never open up their mouths and ask God for anything, and as a result, they don't have anything. All the other persons do, if you open up your mouth. All they can do is say no. If you ask and they say yes, then you're better off. But if they say no, you're no worse off than you were before you asked. Only those who open up their mouths and ask of God can receive an answer from him. And I need you to understand that God always answers prayers. He always does. Many times we just like the answer we got, but he always answers our prayers. Those who seek find, not everybody, because everybody's not looking for success. They want it. They say they desire it, but they're not really looking for it. If you lose your keys to your car, and that's your only set of keys, you won't ever stop looking for those keys until you find them. I don't care how long it takes, how late you are, how frustrated you are. You don't just give up and stop looking for them. You keep looking, even if you have to look in the same place 3 or 4 times. You keep looking at them in places that you didn't know you weren't even in. You have to keep seeking after the promise, even if you have to go back to the same place 3 or 4 times. Even if you have to keep looking in the same scriptures every day, even if you have to keep confessing the same things day after day, you know down inside that I can't stop looking, I can't stop seeking, because I haven't yet found what I'm looking for yet. Until I reach the level of prosperity I've been looking for, I keep claiming that this is my year, this is my week, this is my day. I'm not going to stop till I find or get what I've been looking for. Not everybody, but those who knock, find an open door. You won't go through the door of opportunity if you don't inquire about it. If you never look into that program and start the process of being certified, then you won't be considered once the door opens. It's going to open, but it won't open for you. You got to make sure, because, see, there's always God's part and our part. If you won't do your part, then don't be surprised when what you're asking God for doesn't come to pass, because you tied his hands. These certain ones in verse 3 qualified for the invitation, but only 4 of them qualified for promotion. I wonder how many times we've been invited for a blessing, but we disqualified ourselves from promotion. I wonder how many times we've been invited to go up, but disqualified ourselves because of disbelief and doubt. I wonder how many times we've been invited to move on to the next level, but disqualified ourselves because of fear. How many times have we disqualified ourselves because of unconfessed sins and all of these things? You have to make sure that you qualify to go to the next level. Here's 2. Your willingness to stand out in life gives you victory that stands out. Your willingness to stand out in life gives you victory that stands out. People who are preparing themselves for victory do things differently from other people. I've shared this before, and it's from that book that I read, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, where Stephen Covey says, successful people do the things that unsuccessful people won't do. Oh, yeah, they do the things that unsuccessful people won't do. When you read in the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 5 through 15, I don't have time to read it, but you'll find out that they wouldn't defile themselves with the world's meat or drink. There were certain foods that the Israelites were commanded of God not to eat, and there were other foods that God didn't want them to eat because it would defile them. There are things that God has commanded that we be full of the Spirit, be full of faith, be full of joy, be full of love, and that goes against oftentimes what the world is offering to us. The world would offer you to depend upon the government for support, and many people have bought into that that mentality, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having government assistance. I'm saying that you shouldn't be comfortable or content depending on the world for nothing. I will look into the hills from which cometh my help, the hills of God, not Capitol Hill, because my help comes from Lord, not the government, and your mindset will mess you up because it gives you a diet of dependency. The world is offering the wrong type of food to you. Many people feast on the news, but the news is just a business seeking ratings. They don't really report on all the good that's happening in the world, just the bad things. They only report on those things that will boost their ratings. So we buy into fear and we go into shock over the traumatic elements that news reporters feed us. And as a result, we're living in fear. We're living in hopelessness. We are scared to walk down the street at night and even during the day. Many of you are feasting on the opinions of other people concerning your life. You can't make any decision about your life unless other folk approve of it. You seek their approval, feasting off of the wrong food. Hear me well. Getting full of the world's meat and drink means that the only satisfaction you get is through the world system. Your response mirrors the response of the world and not of the word. So when you get full of the world, or in other words, when you start to think and you start to think that the way that God ordained for you is not good enough, you know, second-guessing his way for you, then you will find yourself starving. But God's way satisfies us. Daniel and the boys, they ate God's way, did not take the king's meat. And the Bible says this: hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. These Hebrew boys did what God commanded them. Because they did, they looked better than everybody else. While others were trying to save all their money, they continued to give and tithe and came out looking better. While others said, I'm going to trust my God because it's my job, because as long as I have a paycheck coming in, I'll be all right. Victorious people said, no, I'm going to trust God to supply all my needs. And they came out looking better. You will look than everybody else if you do what God tells you to do. And listen, when you do things good, he will begin to prosper you in ways to perceive those who want you to do it the world way. I need you to understand. Let me ask this question. What are you doing right now that makes you stand out from everybody else in the eyes of God? People are promoted on the job, who are promoted on their job are only promoted because they stand out from everybody else. While everybody else is standing at the water fountain complaining or sitting at the computer surfing the net and playing solitaire or talking on their phone all day, the person who's up for promotion is doing things without having to be told to do them. They take initiative and things happen. What am I saying? I'm saying that while others sit around and complain, people who are ready for promotion are praising. While others sit around and judge everybody who they feel ain't living right, people who are ready for promotion love sinners to Christ. While others sit around talking about what they want to do, people who are ready for promotion take the initiative in faith and put themselves in posture for manifestation. Okay, let me give you number three. Remember that promotion comes from God, not man. Remember that promotion comes from God, not man. Psalm 75, verses 5 through 8, this is my paraphrase. Promotion comes not from the east nor the west, but from God. Looking for folk to advance you. Stop looking for people to bring you closer to your destiny. It's in God's hands. When you start looking for this one to bring you up and that one to bring you up, you better be careful, because those same people who will bring you, who you think gonna bring you up, will definitely try to bring you down. I got scripture for it. David was promoted by God, by Saul, to be his personal musical therapist. And whenever Saul was feeling down and depressed and possessed, David would play his harp and play the hell out of Saul, but play the demons out of Saul. But then Saul, because he saw the hand of God on David's life, would take his javelin and throw it at David. It seems like the very person who promoted him was trying to demote him. And that's what the way it appears, but that's not exactly how it was. See, God anointed David and God promoted David. It just happened to be while Saul was still king. Saul didn't like it, but he couldn't stop it. You've been wondering how your boss, who was treating you so well a few months ago, promoting you the way you are now, could not turn around and want to see you fired. It's because they see the hand of God on your life. When God's hand is upon you, when God is promoting you, that means that somebody is going to be left under you. And to be honest with you, they don't want that to happen. So what will happen is you will be set up like Daniel angel Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You will be thrown into the lion's den, the fiery furnace. Either all hell's going to be broken up, going to break loose in your life, or you have to set among the devil. The fiery furnace represents the hell that comes with promotion. It represents the heat that is intensified now that you're at another level. Oh, you didn't think it was going to get any easier, did you? First grade is always harder than kindergarten. The lion's den represents those demons you'll have to be around all day and all night long, those people who want to devour you, those people who want to tear you up. Our adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil wants you dead, but just like God wouldn't let them touch Daniel, they won't be able to touch you. They can fire you, but they can't kill your character. They can snatch their support from you, but they can't stop your blessing. They can try to tear you down, but they can't destroy you. Let me give you number four. While you're in the fire, remember who you are. While you're in the fire, remember who you are. I don't have time to really get into this like I want to, but in Daniel 1, 6, and 7, it talks about how the king changed their names. He changed their names. He changed their identity, but he couldn't change who they were. Let me tell you what their names meant, and maybe I'll give you some clarity. Hananiah means God is gracious, but the king changed it to Shadrach, which means inspiration of the sun. Mishael means God is without equal, but the king changed it to Meshach, which means belonging to Aku. Azariah is translated, the Lord is my helper, and that was changed to Abednego, which means servant of Nego. The king wanted to give them a Babylonian identity and wipe out their Hebrew identity. People of God, don't ever let anybody change who you are. You can call me what you want, but I know who I am, and I know whose I am. I am a child of the king. I belong to the royal family, so when you call me broke, I don't receive that because I'm blessed. When you can call me about who I used to be. I'm a new man, and I'm not bound by my past. These Hebrew boys never forgot who they were. So when they faced this fiery furnace, they remembered who they were. God is gracious. God is without equal, and the Lord is my helper. They were no longer identifying themselves by what the king renamed them. They now begin to go back to God is gracious, God is without equal, and the Lord is my helper. And when they refused to bow down to the image that the king set forth, King Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage, and in chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, just make a note of it, told them, what God will be to rescue from you from my power then? I believe that at that very moment, Shadrach, our God is merciful, spoke up and said, listen, king, I know you're upset, and I know you feel like you have all power in your hand, but I serve a merciful God. Hallelujah. I serve a God who looked down upon my situation and have mercy on my life. And right about that time, Meshach, our God is without equal, chimed in and said, king, you asked us a question a few minutes ago. You said what God would deliver us out of your hands, but I need to let you know, O king, that we serve the living God, and all power is in his hand. He has no equal. There's nobody like him. Can't nobody do me like him. Can't nobody love me like him. Can't nobody hold me like him. In the midnight hour when everybody else is gone, he's right there for me. There's none like him nowhere. Then I am a imagination, I can see Abednego skidding up and saying, excuse me, king, but you know me as Abednego, but I think it's about time that I reveal to you what my Lord really named me. My name is really the Lord is my helper. Do what you want to do to me. Burn me, cast me down, destroy me, but please understand that the Lord is my helper. And it was at that time that I believe that they all started letting king know in verses 17 and 18, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. In other words, my God is able to bring me out of anything that I'm going through. But people of God, if he don't bring me out, I know he's still able to do whatever he needs to do in my life. Yeah, I might be sick. God is able to heal me. But you know what? If I never get healed of this situation, God is still able to bring me out. Here's number five, and I'm closing with this. Where you are presently is not where you will end up. Where you are presently is not where you will end up. Oh, somebody needed to hear that this morning. If you haven't gotten anything yet, I need you to understand something right now. Stop looking at where you are as the final destination of your journey. God has more in store for you. He has more for you to do. He has another level to take you to. Every round goes higher and higher. He wants to take you from glory to glory and from faith to faith, but you can't stay focused. focus on where you are now. Listen, you're in the fire now. You're in the lion's den now. You're in the water now. You're going through a divorce. You're dealing with shattered relationships now. You're going through financial hardships now. You're in the line of fire, but be encouraged because of where you end up. I need you to get that. Somebody didn't get it. You will end up. You will end up. At the end of what you're going through, you're going to end up. You will be promoted. You will be elevated. I see it in your future. You will be lifted up, and God will get the glory because your promotion was already in motion. You have to go through what you're going through, because that path leads you to your promotion. When things are too easy, you're going down the wrong path. You got to see what God has. You got to see that God has already made this thing possible for you, and he'll bring you through a whole bunch of crazy seasons that seem unnecessary, but they're strengthening you for the next level, because God is saying, look, you can't handle where you are right now, the strength that you have right now, the character that you have right now, the faith that you have right now is not going to be able to handle. You're not going to be able to handle the next level if I don't push you. So I'm going to give you some resistance so that you can build up your faith muscles and be that man, be that woman that I created you to be, and go on to see your destiny. I need you to understand today that God is about to promote his people like never before. Don't worry about the economy. Don't worry about the world right now. Understand that God is about to rock your world and transform your life and change you forever. In the name of Jesus, we declare it and we decree it. My promotion is in motion, and I'm preparing myself for it. God bless you. That's the word of the Lord for today.
God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. I receive that. I receive that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Chuck. Sister Tiffany, please come forward with a prayer request, and then, Pastor Chuck, we are going to have you give us the benediction so we can go and be that minister in the marketplace. But before you come, Sister Tiffany, family, let me give you our inspirational call, our motivational call number for the Godmother. It's immediately following this call, and that number is 605-475-4700. The PIN code is 476-895-POUND. 476-895-POUND. Don't forget our sister, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Go to her website. You are blessing her with FillABottleSaveALife.com by supporting her. Sister Tiffany, come forward because we are here to pray for you. Please pray for our people who need God and know that God hears our prayers. Are you there, Sister Tiffany?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sis.
To God be the glory. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for the man of God, Father, that has added to our lives this morning, Father God, that has brought us to a new mindset, Father God. We thank you for preparation and for promotion, Father God. We thank you for this month of October, this month of celebration for the TMC call, Lord. Continue to do great and new things and mighty things in our life, Father God. We walk in favor, Father God. We walk in promotion. We walk in potential and possibilities, God. Father God, rain upon us right now, Father God. Remove anything from our lies, Father God, that is not of you, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to break curses and to tear down barriers, Father God, to heal discrepancies right now in the name of Jesus. And I come lifting up right to you, the elite ladies of expression, Rhonda, Joseph, Father God, the Henry family, the Jackson family, the Diaz de Leon family, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, Sandra Bepha, as she goes in for surgery this morning, Lord, I pray that you would heal her lungs and remove cancer in a mighty way, Father God. Orchestrate the hands of the doctors and the surgeons that will touch her body today, and we will claim her healing in the name of Jesus, Father God, for every Super Saturday, for every showcase, for every experience, for the motivational call, for Richard Gordon, Father God. Let your will be done in their lives, Father God. We lift up Charles Shelton to you, Lord. Let your salvation rain upon him for every customer, for every customer, from every platinum, for every advisor, for every president, for every ranking artist international. Promotion, promotion. promotion, promotion, and we say it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Open doors, change lives right now. I speak right now that you are making all things new, Father. I speak right now that you are making all things new. I speak right now that you are making all things new. Let your favor be upon us and let us walk in favor this day forth. In Jesus' name I pray and decree and declare it to be so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Robin.
That's powerful. Pastor Chuck?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise God. Will you go ahead and give us a benediction, mighty man of God? Powerful words.
Amen, and that's a powerful prayer. We thank you for all that we've received today. We receive it by faith, and we're going to walk in it, oh God. We're going to put this word in action. We thank you, and we seal all of the prayer requests that we've lifted up to you all. Father, let this be the best day of our lives. Protect us and give us what it is that we need and even those things that we desire from you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have the best day of your lives. Love you.
Amen. Go forward, family, in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll speak with you tomorrow. God bless you.